surprised you went through that whole defense and made it to the end zone at all?
No, not at all. I mean, I had guys on the field blocking to create creases. So, I mean, it wasn't done by myself. I actually had guys blocking for me, so wasn't surprised at all.
Talk about the way the offense kind of took a step forward, it looked like yesterday. You guys, I don't know, 400 yards offense, I think.
Yeah, we kind of took a step forward, but, I mean, it's the same thing. Each game is the turnovers. This game just hurting more than the previous game because most of them, if I'm not mistaken, was inside the red zone. And instead of getting points, we got nothing. So, yeah, we're moving the ball better. We run the ball better. We're a bit more efficient, but we still turn the ball over. I mean, we understand what it is and what it's not. You can't turn the ball over. It's that simple. Yeah, I mean, and we're kind of teaching it to ourselves over and over, even though Coach reminds us of this every week about turnovers and turnover ratios in the NFL. And we have to go out and learn the hard way, I guess.
Hey, the option play down on the goal. Do you run that a lot during
yes.
the week?
Yes.
So that's always
it? Yeah, it was in the playbook. It was something we practiced the whole week. Didn't practice it that way, but this was this.
Well, I mean, do you ever get it?
Yeah, do you get the pitch?
Yeah. Crowell got it also in practice. We all get it. Whoever's that running back at the time gets the pitch. We just didn't get it this particular time, and it sucks, and we love points on the field.
When you say you don't practice like that, you mean the fumble? You don't drop the ball?
Or one more time?
When you say you don't practice it like that, do you mean just the fumble? Or
yeah,
of
course.
Or?
No, the ending of the play.
Do you guys go into every game with a script, a set of plays that you work on every week? What do you attribute to the slow starts, the first and second drives, and the three and outs and that? What do you attribute that to through the first
I mean, the other team being out there. We can script it on a piece of paper all we want. If we don't go out and execute it, if we don't go out and do it like we're supposed to, it won't work. And it's on the tape now. It's not working because we're not doing what we're supposed to, and we're drawing it up, and we're not executing it. So,
hey, Duke, maybe we didn't appreciate Kevin Hogan like people in the building have over the last couple of months even. What do you like about his game, and what does he do for this offense?
Kevin has the kind of the next man up mentality. He's always ready to go, always, you know, prepared well. And he go out there and he give his all every game in and game out.
How do those designed runs for him open up the rest of the offense?
Kind of give him something, another element to think about. So it's just not always downhill, me and Crowell. Just another guy to account for. Even with Deshaun's back, they're the same thing.
Were you surprised you made the move back?
Was I surprised? Not really sure. Kind of when I'm in the game, I'm in kind of what honed into what I have to do and not to what's actually going on with the quarterback situation. So it really didn't make me any different. I was going out there to play the game that I practiced all week.
Dude, you guys also started obviously 0-5 last year. Does this feel different though this year and why?
It does. And it feels a lot different than last year because five out of five games, we can honestly say that we killed ourselves with turnovers, game in and game out. It was turnovers, 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 and we had to figure it out.
Duke, I mean, Hugh obviously is getting criticism for the decision to go for it on fourth down. And, I mean, I was an audible to that pitch yesterday. So are those execution issues that you guys kind of, even though he's getting good heat?
I mean, does he deserve it? Probably not, because regardless of what he calls, we have to go out there and execute it. Regardless of if he did call the field goal, we just have to go out there and execute it. So, I mean, we could sit and question it all day, but at the end of the day, we have to go out there and execute.
Keep talking about turnovers, and most of it have been from Deshaun. Do you think he could benefit from whatever it is, 1 week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks of standing on the sideline and maybe watching?
Could he benefit from him?
Yeah.
I mean, if you go back and look, all of them wasn't his fault, if you're being honest. So I don't really think that him sitting down is – kind of what I guess punishment. He's a kid. He's learning from his mistakes. The decision to put him was on the coaches, and whatever reason they had, they have their reasons. But I still believe a lot of, you know, the turnovers he had wasn't solely on him. He did have quite a few himself. Another one just about us making plays for him, which we did. So.
Because Hugh said he hasn't decided he's going to start this week.
Yeah, that's the coach decision.
I know when you're talking about Kevin, you said he has that next man up mentality. Mm-hmm. He goes in there with a good mindset. But what is he, when it comes to operating the offense, when he's in there, you guys keep scoring points. Mm-hmm. What are the main factors there for him?
Nothing spectacular, just him being ready when his number is called and, you know, preparing throughout the week like he's going to be the starter. And that's what he went out there and do. And that's what he goes out there and do.
Is this the start you envisioned for yourself personally?
For myself?
Yeah, the stats, the numbers, the catches.
Really wasn't looking at it much. Was kind of just focusing on making plays to win. Not really making plays to lose. It was all about, my whole thing is making plays to win.
Yeah.